February 2020 marks the 150th anniversary of women voting in Utah. Nylan McBain says she and Mandy Grant are already making celebration plans.
Utah continued to be a really important part in the suffrage conversation all throughout the end of the 19th century. We feel that by popularizing history and making the citizenry here familiar with this past and with these people, we open doors to have conversations about our future.
McBain says she and Grant are co-founders for the campaign Better Days 2020, a project dedicated to raising awareness about women's suffrage in Utah.
And in fact, a number of our leaders here in Utah participated with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton in the national conversation. So it wasn't just about getting Utah the vote. Once they secured the vote for Utah, they moved on to the national conversation, were a really significant part of that conversation as well.
Women in Utah were first given voting rights in 1870, but the federal government revoked the rights 17 years later in an effort to rid the territory of polygamy. When Utah became a state in 1896, women's right to vote was restored. McBain worries that nowadays women are lacking representation in important Utah assemblies.
All around the country, people are recognizing that you need a critical mass of women in order for decisions to truly represent the best conclusions and to truly represent the customers and the investors. And we're not there yet in Utah.
The year 2020 also marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, when women nationally were given the right to vote.
And that's really one of the things we're most interested in, is using this as a really comfortable and inspiring way to look at where we are in Utah today and how we can best honor the legacy of these women that came before us and really set the tone for what it means to be a Utah woman.
McBain says a few of the campaign projects are going to take some time, like introducing the history of women's suffrage into Utah public school curriculum and creating a traveling museum. That's why they wanted to start fundraising and introducing the project now.
We have, I think, 7 projects that are listed on our website under the campaign. And these are projects that we feel fulfill our mission of popularizing this history in creative and communal ways. We want to encourage women to vote. We want to encourage women to run for office. We want to encourage women to participate in the corporate world. We want to encourage women to stick with their educations and to pursue higher education. And so to do all of that, we feel like this is a really inspiring way to address some of those conversations.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.